pretty excited because tonight The Bachelor is back. 7:30 tonight on Channel 10, and we have The Bachelor himself on the line, Lachie Gilbert. Hi, Lachie.
Morning. Hi, how you doing?
Lachie, we're good. And we were just remembering, the last time we spoke to you, you'd just been announced as The Bachelor, and it was before the first lockdown. And it was like, yep, you're about to head off filming. And then, bang, everything went pear-shaped in terms of television production. How did that all play out when you were filming and then suddenly social distancing and lockdown occurred?
It sucked. I mean, you're building all these connections with these girls and then you get told to go home. But I was lucky enough to stay in contact with the girls just over text and FaceTime and stuff like that. So it was quite beneficial because I got to talk to them on a normal level.
Yeah, that's actually almost, that's a very unique experience for a Bachelor and almost makes it more genuine than maybe previous series, because you will have gotten a bit more one-on-one privacy with texting and FaceTime.
You go from having 10 minutes at a cocktail party to having 2 hours sitting back
in
on
a
your
bathtub
couch talking.
Well, virtually in a bathtub, Fev. I mean, you know.
Yeah, there's a bit of bathtub dating as well, so...
Hey, mate, I don't know if you've read this article, but I read an article yesterday because we knew we had you on because it premieres tonight, that a lot of girls dropped out because they realised it was you. And once I go into the article, but it's because you'd spend most of your time in, well, 6 months of the year in Bali. How did you feel when you got read that article, got told that girls were dropping off?
I read that, but it's funny because the girls aren't told anything.
Like, yeah, they thought that. I'm like, this
they don't know who
true.
They're meeting. I don't even know who they're meeting, and it was never a prerequisite for them to move to Bali. Like, I'm not going to be in Bali for the next couple of years probably, so I don't know where that came from. I'm lucky enough that I can run my business in Bali from anywhere, so yeah, I don't know where that's come from.
And also, when I was looking up some stuff about you yesterday, I went on to like a, I don't want to ruin the show, but I went onto a place where you can look at odds and stuff.
Oh, here we go.
But they don't have any odds. They don't have any odds of people because it hasn't been released yet.
Right.
But what they did have was the winner is very short that comes from Victoria, and of the age group of about 30 to 31 was very short. Now, I know someone in this in your series, Lachie, and she is from Melbourne, and she does fall in the age group from 30 to 31. She works
That's a very small age group. It's like one year.
Yes, and she works for my wife's company as a model for Runway Room, and her name is Paige. Now, how does Paige, she's a beautiful girl, lovely lady, how does she go?
She's absolutely stunning. But the thing is, with the ages, like I never asked that, and it was like not till halfway through the season I was finding out ages and stuff. So how does she go? All I can tell you is she's absolutely stunning. She's even better looking in real life as well.
Wow.
She's stunning. She's very
and
smart.
And Lachie, you don't have to comment on this, but I will make this comment again, and I often say this. Can the betting companies stay out of reality shows? Because, Lachie, it kills me.
It ruins Survivor for everyone. Yep. Now it's ruining this, like, guys.
Yes,
you shouldn't be able to bet on it. Like, it's I clearly know the winner, so I could make some cash. I could make a
win.
Who wins? Fev.
Fev's team. Fev's
team. I'm going to get so annoyed.
Later, we'll talk.
No, actually, Lachie, and this is how I'm saying this with Brendan Favola in the room, and he does like these betting sites. But can I just point, can I say, can we as a show ban talking about them? Because I'm not going to look, and I don't want to, I want to go on the journey with Lachie. I want to do it in real time.
I'll do the same thing. We won't look.
Good.
Yeah, thank you, Fev.
We're not looking.
So, Lachie, would you say, and we've spoken to all the Bachelors over the years, and, you know, one, I won't name him, but he had a shocking run, and we knew he'd had a shocking run when we first met him, but... was it a great experience for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's something you've got, you never really know what you're getting into until you've done it. And it was a crazy experience, one of the hardest things I've ever done. But where I am right now, I could not be happier.
Right to know.
Now,
Lachie, that's good.
Well, who's favourite?
No,
joking. I'm joking. No, mate, seriously, on a serious question, you mentioned Survivor before and you were brilliant in Survivor and you did have a relationship in Survivor with Brooke. How would you feel if she turned up at the mansion as an intruder?
That would be pretty crazy. I mean, we were with each other on Survivor. Then after Survivor, we never really continued it. So if she rocked up Like 7 months later, it'd be pretty crazy.
Do you know what? I don't think that wouldn't happen on Bachelor. It would definitely happen on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, for sure.
If you go on that, expect to see her.
I'm definitely not going on Bachelor in Paradise.
We'll hold you to that, bro, because you know you don't think you're going to, and then suddenly one day you're on the island, and Osha's wearing some strange matching suit, and you're there.
So, I'm already scarred from Fiji, from Survivor, so I don't know if I'll go back there.
All right. Well, so obviously we're all going to be watching this. What a good sport he's been today. Lachie Gilbert, the Bachelor premieres tonight at 7:30 on 10. Gee, it'd be a tough job having to keep all those cards close to your chest. He's done well.
It'd be a tough job going into a mansion and having 20 beautiful females to pick from. Oh, God.
It's a hard life being Lachie, I tell you that.
my pick is Paige. So there you go, guys. I'm going to say
Now I'm going for her too, because I like the look of her too.
Who's your pick, Lachie?
Oh. I've made my pick and I'm happy with it.
Fee, Fev and Byron for breakfast.
Well done,
thanks, mate.
Well
thanks, guys. Legend.